This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by SiteGround. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans, I'm your host, and my special guest is Mr. Jeff Kolosnikovich. Oh my God, I said it right.
You did it right. You got it right. Practiced enough.
I did. The running joke in the PHP community is you're nobody until I've screwed your name up. And so, because I am horrible at names.
I feel like I'm somebody now.
But a little bit later on, we'll talk about our sponsor, SiteGround. We'll say hi to them. But right now, I just want to thank them for sponsoring Voices of the Elephant. Jeff, your talk here at CakeFest 2017 was on WebSockets.
Correct?
Yes. And you're going to be doing that same talk for Nomad PHP.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about WebSockets. Give us a little taste of what you're showing people in the talk.
I just gave the talk and I'm a little shell-shocked from it still, so I'm recovering from it. Literally, I just came away from it and I just walked off stage. So I'm talking about how to build a WebSocket application, how to use WebSockets, and the pitfalls to avoid.
Okay. Now, we see WebSockets a lot in JavaScript and Node and stuff like that. We don't see them as much in PHP. It's still possible to do it in PHP?
It's possible to do it, and that's part of what my talk is that WebSockets are a difficult thing to do. There are some tricks to it, and I'm hoping my talks help people come up with ways around those tricks.
Oh, very cool. What's the biggest problem that you see PHP developers running into when they try to implement WebSockets?
So a WebSocket server, it's a different paradigm from a web server. You have a web server, it requests a URI from the browser, and PHP spits out a result. With WebSockets, you need a WebSocket server running 24/7 or however long the life cycle of your application is. So it's possible that your WebSocket application, your WebSocket server goes down. So making sure that it doesn't crash, avoiding the pitfalls of common pitfalls of WebSocket application crashing.
And
that's one of the biggest problems.
The advantage of implementing WebSockets is simply asynchronous communication between the app and the server.
Yep. I mean, and it's real time as well.
The example I always see people giving is building a chat system.
Yep.
What are the other major things that you see people building with this these days?
You can push out live data, so sports scores, updating stocks, things like that. Trello uses WebSockets for updating the page. It'll also fall back to Ajax if your browser doesn't support WebSockets.
Okay. Well, that's very cool. I had no idea. So are you seeing, obviously, since you're giving the talk, there is interest because this is at least the second time I know of that you've given the talk.
I've given this talk six times.
Wow.
Previous to this was in Atlanta.
At PHP Tech.
Mm-hmm. Seemed to go over pretty well.
So you're seeing a lot of interest in this area?
There's a lot of interest. The feedback I'm getting from the audience is that I'm making WebSockets sound difficult, and I want people to understand that WebSockets are difficult.
So that's on purpose.
So it kind of is on purpose.
So now I understand the paradigm of Ajax is, you know, the web server will, or the browser will make a call back and you get a package or a payload back. And the way we always did real time is, you know, we just make them on a timer. We'd make a call every second or every 10 seconds. With you break that paradigm with WebSockets, you hold a connection open.
You hold the connection open. It's also asynchronous, as you implied earlier, meaning the server can make requests of the browser, and the browser can make requests of the server.
Okay.
So it's two-way communication, whereas AJAX is only one way. AJAX says, what's going on? Do I have any new information? And the server returns the information.
Yes, very. Okay, so but this holds that connection open.
It holds the connection open. You know who's connected. You know how long they're connected. You can kick users out of the system if you want.
But that means you've got to be constantly listening to that socket, and you've got to have some kind of event manager that handles anytime something comes in.
You do, and that's your WebSocket server.
That's the hard part of doing this in PHP. Very interesting. Hey, real quick, because I didn't plan, or I didn't tell you I was going to do this, but you're traveling with two companions. Yo, come over here, quick. We've got a camera here. Well, no, right here, between us. Introduce your traveling companions.
These are my kids. My oldest is Wes, and this is Nate. Wes is 24, and Nate is 37.
Ah, okay.
They're both expert programmers.
COBOL, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
actually, no. Wes is 10, Nate's 8.
Still expert.
They're still expert programmers. Wes is a future hockey superstar, and Nate's still working on it.
Okay.
He wants to be an expert gamer.
Since you're a hockey fan, got to ask, Penguins or Predators?
I can't let my friend have Penguins. Nashville.
Oh, yes. I was going to say, there is a wrong answer to that, but Nashville is the right one, so way to go. Yeah, my son is a huge hockey fan, and he's sweating bullets right now, honest to God, because it just seems like they can't win in Pittsburgh, period.
They can't. They're going to win going back to Nashville.
I know. But this will go out long after the series is over, but we're just going to – well, thank you, gentlemen. We appreciate you all joining in here with us. Do you travel much with your family, or is it just because it's here in New York?
They've never been to New York, so I wanted to take them.
Well, that's very cool.
Experience of New York. We haven't done much. We're in the financial district right now. There's not a whole lot going on right here.
Yeah.
But I'll take them up to Times Square maybe this afternoon, and we can get in a little bit of trouble.
Very cool.
They want to go to, Wes wants to go to a Yankee game. So.
Oh, fun. That's baseball, right? No, I'm kidding. I know that. not a huge sports person, but hey, before we move on to the second topic, I need to give a shout out to our sponsor, SiteGround. I want to thank them for sponsoring Voices of the Elephant here. And if you want to host a website at a rock solid technical place, you want to take a look at SiteGround. I mean, their platform is very solid. Their support system is just out of this world. They're so nice and so easy to work with. But here's the thing I love about them. They're nice people to hang out with. I've been out to Bulgaria PHP twice, and I get to hang out with them there. And I see them at word camps and at PHP conferences because they're sponsoring almost everything these days. So it's just wonderful to hang around with fun people. And I like doing business with people I like, and I really like SiteGround. So if you're looking for a host for your next web app, take a look at SiteGround. You can get more information at siteground.com. And of course, once you make the decision to host with them, tell them Cal sent you. Okay. You've got a day job like the rest of us, and you're doing some fun stuff there. Talk to us a little bit about what you're doing. First of all, tell us where you work.
So I work at a company called Allied Health Media. They're a company for ongoing education for speech pathologists, occupational therapists, physical therapists, and I always forget the last one, audiologists.
Okay.
And they're looking to branch into other verticals. But what it is continuing education. So you need so many CEU credits, continuing education credits, for each of those fields. And they offer, it's like a Netflix for all you can eat CEUs for each of those fields.
Very cool. Maybe this is not an appropriate question or a dumb question. Are they accredited, or do you have to have accreditation for this?
You do, yeah.
Okay.
That's half the job, figuring out all the accreditation.
Very cool. Now, you are working in the billing system for
So them. I'm the architect, software architect at the company, and we are re-architecting billing.
Mm-hmm.
So our application is a monolithic cake application, and we are extracting billing into its own microservice. And I know that's the hot term right now. Everybody's doing a microservice. But the idea is to isolate the billing code as much as possible into its own little pocket so that we don't mess anything up by deploying.
Oh, okay. Now, when you say billing, to me, that comes to mind sending out invoices, people taking in checks, stuff like that. Do y'all do that type of billing, or is it credit card? Is it all credit card, or what?
It's both of those things, because we deal with there are companies who buy like 10 seats for their users. Mm-hmm. So we do invoicing. We also do billing individual clients.
Okay. So I'm just curious, because it's a hot topic out there when I'm talking to different people. When you do your credit card processing, which processor do y'all use, or do you just support a bunch of them?
So right now we're using Vantiv. If I can talk about that too much.
Okay. Okay. Then we won't talk about that. Moving on then. What's the you're breaking a Cake PHP application into microservices? Are you still using Cake for the microservices?
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, okay.
So we're still in the early stages of planning. We just decided yesterday that we're using not Docker. What's the other one?
Vagrant.
Vagrant. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a new project that we're working on. We might be using a framework intended for microservices like Lumen.
That's okay.
What we're leaning towards.
That's anyway. Good framework. Yeah, excellent. What have you learned in trying to plan for this? What lesson have you learned that you think everybody who is moving from monolith to microservices needs to know?
Again, it's still a new application. You're killing me here, Cal.
Well, we're talking process.
Process. You know what? Take your time. Don't rush into. Make sure that you're making the right decisions. Pull out. Make sure that you're choosing the right framework and technology. Try not to just throw a dart at the wall and see where it lands. I think that's what a lot of companies do, or a lot of development shops do.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time. Architect it properly. What I really want to make sure we're doing is building all of the services in a way that's modular, 20 lines of code per method.
That kind of stuff. Now, when you say you're breaking it out, are you doing it all at once, or are you slicing off pieces of billing and building a microservice and then another one? I mean, I know you got a plan for the whole thing, but do you plan on doing it incrementally, or do you plan on one big monolithic release?
So this is what we're doing right now. This is the first microservice we're building. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that billing will be its own platform, and it's just going to handle billing. We're not going to split out billing into more microservices, not at this point anyway.
Okay.
However, it leads to other questions about the application, like authentication. Where is authentication going to live? Our roadmap says that it's going to live in its own service over here. So at some point, we're going to split that into a microservice. But we're mid leap. We're taking the leap of making the first microservice. But we intend fully to build out more microservices.
Okay, so you are breaking the entire application up.
It will be at some point, but this is the very first one. It is a monolithic application. This is the first tentative step towards microservices.
Yeah, but it's a baby monolith. So.
It is. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah. I find it interesting that, and this is not a criticism. I've worked in accounting systems before, and I swore I would never, ever do that again. But I find it interesting that you chose billing as your test bed for it.
There are reasons for that that I can't get into too much.
Understood.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that wasn't just a, oh, hey, let's screw with billing, you know?
We've had some problems with billing in the past, and I'm not, yeah.
Okay.
This is a good place to start.
Well, good. Hey, same two questions I ask everybody before we leave. What's your local user group? What's the URL?
I don't remember the URL, but
dig their URL up. What's the user group?
The user group is the Toronto PHP user group.
Oh, Greater Toronto PHP user group or something like that.
Greater
Toronto area.
Greater Toronto.
Yeah, I know Chris Hart just was involved in it for a while.
Peter Meth too.
Peter Meth, yeah. So good group.
They are.
I will dig up the URL and throw it in the show notes for us. Jeff, I want to thank you for taking the time away from your sons to be with us here, because I know they're kind of antsy to get out and go see the city. So thank you for being with us on Voices of the Elephant. And you're out there, you're presenting, you're teaching others how we can be better. So thank you for what you're doing.
You know, you did inspire me to get out here and talk. I follow you on Twitter. I see your tweets about getting out there. Get out of your comfort zone. Just do it. I might not be the best public speaker, but I'm doing it. I'm getting better at it. I'm very much an introvert. I work in my basement. I see 3 people a day. So I need to go have a nap for a week after speaking in front of, you know, however many people that was.
I totally understand that. But thank you so much. You're out there. You are putting yourself out there. And we're all better for it. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're out of here. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.